going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shaletta in the house. She's here every Friday. She occasionally hosts her own show. Not on a regular basis does she host her own show, but occasionally she hosts her own show. The Twins are in town against the Angels. I'm guessing, and I'm just guessing right now. You could say I should know it, and you're probably right. Twins and Angels, yeah. It's April, so I'm guessing, Dave, that's a noon game or 1 o'clock game. So no show for Shaletta.
There's a 1:10 start tomorrow.
1:10. You could come in for 30 minutes.
You know, I ask the bosses because I'm so dedicated to WCCO Radio yeah. and my craft of hosting the show. I say, can I please come on? Because there's so many things that I want to talk about. So many of my loyal listeners and faithful fans who want to hear my perspective. Mm-hmm. And I begged. I put it in writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was denied. I tried, Chad. I didn't.
Brad just sent me a text, says you could start at 11. 11 to 12:30.
You know what had happened was
hold on. Yeah. Text 10 to 12:30.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think the kids are in choir practice tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've
a lot of choir practices on Saturdays. I don't even know. What do we have on tomorrow at 10? We probably have very good programming on at 10. Dave, can you guess without looking what we have on? Is it the gardening show?
I think the gardening show might be earlier.
That show.
The gardening show is earlier. That is our most popular show.
I was just going to say, I'm not kidding in any way, more texts for the gardening show than probably all the other shows combined. I'm not kidding. People love it.
The downloads. The downloads.
Yeah.
I mean, yours are doctored. I don't know who you have, what box you got, because ain't no way your show is supposed to be the most downloaded show. But the garden show is coming
constantly.
In a close second.
Yeah.
You do.
Minnesota
you
real estate show.
Real estate,
11,
sure.
Saturdays. Of course.
You know
of
what?
Course.
That's a good transition, because I want to talk about a story I read yesterday in the Star Tribune about home ownership, and in particular what's going on with black home ownership. Minnesota home ownership rates have remained steady since the 70s, with 70% of all households owning their residences. But they broke it down demographically. And in particular, this group, the national rise of black home ownership has remained around 45% since the 1980s, but not in Minnesota. Minnesota. In 1970, the home ownership rate for Minnesota black or African-American households was 42%. That number has fallen to 26% in years, less than half the state's overall home ownership rate, and significantly lower than the national number of 46%. So, again, I'm just going to say that. The number in our state 50 years ago was 42%. It's now 26%, and that's 20 percentage points below the national average for black home ownership. What is going on in this state?
You know, we can start with fair pay. Fair pay. I know I've experienced it. Sean has experienced it, and he went to medical school. Black people are routinely paid less than their white counterparts with the exact same experience and qualifications.
But that much dramatically different about, in this state?
Yeah. When you, oh, my God, yes. And when you start talking about black women, that rate is even lower. And so how can I then, as a black woman, making less than my white female counterpart, who is a divorced mother with four children, own a home? I could not do it. I could not do it on my WCCO radio salary. I could not do it. And so when you start factoring in the unfair practice of paying the way that the companies and corporations and nonprofits alike pay black people for the same work with the same qualifications as their white counterparts, we can put a period right there. This is a very quick segment. This is a very quick segment.
Well,
and this
right.
is why these young people, young African-Americans, are demanding to know when they go into these workplaces, how much is everybody getting paid? You know, because for so long, that was some secret. It was always some big secret. Like, why can't we talk about how much people are getting paid? Because people are being paid unfairly. I have co-hosted shows with white men who were making more money than me, and I was the co-host and producer. How is that possible? And this is in the great state of Minnesota.
So let's stay with Minnesota, because let's remind ourselves, many people will tout this state and education numbers. There have been many, many years where the disparity on graduation rates and test scores between whites and people of color are as dramatic, as far apart as mm-hmm. any state in the nation. This state has much greater diversity over the last 10, 20, 30, 40, mm-hmm. 50 years, which is good. I am all for it. I'm not talking about eliminating, like, let's get rid of the whites. No, let's bring in more diversity, create opportunities to succeed, to give people opportunities. But this state has to look in the mirror. And that does not mean everybody in the state, by no means, but something is going on. If our numbers in this state are that far below the other states in the country.
Well, this is what we have in Minnesota. I have a theory. We have something called foxy racism, right? It's because, you know, the fox will play with your dog before it eats it. Like, your dog will be hopping around the fox like, you are my friend. We are having a great time. And the next thing you know, your dog is gone. The fox is eating your dog. We have foxy racism, where black people will move here thinking this is a land flowing with milk and honey, and we have amazing opportunities. And we will take a job at General Mills or what's the name of that company with the red dot? I can't even call it out right now. Best Buy and so many other corporations. And we get here because the fox has said, this is foxy. It's awesome. Come on up here. It's great. You know, get up here to the north where it's, you know, nice and cold, and we'll be your best friend. But we won't invite you to our house. And then we'll pay you less, right? And then we'll redline you, right? And then we won't educate your children properly so that they can't also be paid fairly. And so then you have a system where there's not an opportunity to build generational wealth. And then you say, well, why can't black people pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps? Why are the education numbers so low? And why are the housing rates the way that they are? It's because you're not paying us fairly. We don't get the same opportunities. And we're climbing an uphill battle because the system is not set up for us to succeed in the great state of Minnesota, where a place that I love and call home. But another thing about Minnesotans is we nice. So we don't want to address the issue. We just put a Band-Aid on it. You know, we don't want to rip the Band-Aid off and fix it. We don't want to fix the issue. We will talk about it. We will do our stats. But doing the work is something different. When I'm out in community doing work, I have a lot of people who will pat me on the back and say, good job standing up to this situation. Good job speaking out against that organization. But when I try to engage those same people, whether it is doctors or lawyers or corporations or even the organizations themselves that are supposed to be sticking up for me, and say, stand on the front line with me. Write an op-ed. Come with me to this news conference. Stop shopping at this place. Go over here. They will not do it because we are all, you know what we are? Can I be honest with you today? We are all talk.
Okay, let's get some reaction from people on it. Text away. I know Shaletta wants to talk about Target. Not exactly.
You know, we got to talk about Target.
Yeah, not exactly your favorite company right now. So reach out to us. Text away. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. A frequent texter was asking, you know, about this right side issue. How about Stretch Lab? Oh, yeah. Stretch Lab has been great. Sometimes you have things that take a little bit longer. Stretch Lab is going to help you out the first time. They're going to help you out the fifth time. They're going to help you out the 50th time if you go. I have been visiting a Stretch Lab since 2019. Started with the one in Plymouth, but I'm at five or six right now. 11 locations. They have trained specialists who, if you're dope like me and get really sick and cough like you can't remember and hurt your intercostal muscles, they're going to help you out. If it's a day like this and you want to go running and the quads aren't great or the calves aren't good or you got arch issues, they're going to help you. If you're going to tee it up on a weekend when you can play some golf and when you're stretching, you want to feel a little bit better, they're going to help you because guess what? That lower back isn't going to be bothering you. The upper back for that rotation is going to be even better. And all of a sudden, that driver goes about 10, 15 yards further. Or if you just want to wake up and feel better. StretchLab.com, 11 locations, half off your first visit because you heard this spot. StretchLab.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay. I'm going to read this text, but I'm going to tell you about the text the first person, this person sent me earlier, was highly critical of my comments, have an opinion. And I reacted in particular to this person saying, I give my opinions. That doesn't mean you have to agree with mine. And I was talking about Russia and Ukraine, and I said, do you agree that Ukraine started the war? And then I waited about 20 minutes. I said, hey, thanks for listening. Still waiting for your answer. Did not respond. Because obviously, 100% Russia started the war with Ukraine. There's no debating it. So then when we're talking about black home ownership and the stark drop in numbers in our state from 1970, how far below black home ownership is in our state compared to others, we're getting a lot of reactions, including from this person who didn't respond when I asked him or her a valid question. Here's the text, Shaletta. I could give Shaletta $1 million as a gift, and she would complain that I didn't give her $2 million. One of those people is never happy unless she is complaining about some issue. Have a nice day. What do you want to say to them?
I would say that that's the way that you yell squirrel. I'm not taking the bait. I am not taking the bait. The reason that black people cannot get a home in Minnesota is because we can't afford it. And not because we're not hardworking, and not because we don't have degrees, and not because we don't have advanced degrees. It's because that we are not paid fairly. We do not get the same wage as our white male and female counterparts. And until we deal with the pay equity issue that we have in Minnesota, one of the nicest states in the country, that number is going to continue to be low. And that number impacts everything. If I can't own a home and provide a safe space for my children, then they can't study and they don't feel secure. And if they can't study and they don't feel secure and I can't afford internet, guess what? Then they're going to go to school and their test scores are going to be low. Home ownership is the foundation of any family, of any child, of all people. And if I can own a home and provide a safe space for my family, then everything else will fall into place. All those numbers will be better. But it starts out with pay equity. And that's where it ends. It starts and ends with paying people fairly. So either bring the white people's pay down or get the black people's pay up there where the white people are being paid.
More text. Guilty as charged. It's frustrating. I'm an older white woman. It's wrong, and I don't know how to fix it. I agree with Shaletta. Folks from Minnesota, all talk, no action. I've been trying to get people to participate in a healthy study, black folks, others, to be a part of what exactly is going on. A lot of people talk about what a welfare state this is, blaming that. Let's read this.
Where's the free money that they know about? I would love to find it.
Yeah.
Because every dollar that I have and every dollar that most of the black and brown people that I know have are hard fought. People get up early in the morning in the cold, get on the bus or on the train, go to work. They come home from that job, feed their kids, do their homework, do their hair, tie it up, put their kids to bed while one of the parents or an older sibling watches the children, and then they go in the middle of the night and clean office buildings.
Here's another text from a critic. Shaletta, I think you're really wrong. My family's lived all over the U.S., especially down south, talking about black ownership, black businesses. Blaming it on the liberals, the trifecta, can't blame it on conservatives. Have a good day.
You have a great weekend as well.
What do you want to say about, because we want to get to this other topic. Yeah, if, listen, I'm going to chime in. There is collective blame. There is plenty of what's going on. If we can't be willing to look in the mirror about the starkest differences in the nation on test scores between whites and people in color, and then look at this black home ownership and say, what is going on with the state? And it's only one side's fault, and Shaletta's wrong for raising the topic, then you're just not affected by it.
And
so,
then guess what? We're going to be talking about these same stats 10 years from now because we don't want to deal with it today. My daughter and your son are going to be on the radio together 20 years from now having this same discussion. I am fighting Josie Johnson's fight, and Josie Johnson is 90 years old. Why am I still raising issues that she raised 30 and 40 years ago? Because we are all talking this day.
Okay, let me. I want to get to one more text because I get this over and over and over again where individuals will say, well, it's because black families and single parents. Let me just give my comment again that I've said many times. Where this comment bugs me is every single person listening knows amazing families and screwed up families. They can be amazing because there are two parents or there's one parent, and the kids are great. They can be amazing families where, guess what? The two parents can't stand each other. They're not great parents, but the kids turned out fantastic. They can be the exact opposite, where the parents couldn't be any better, could not be any better, and the kids are complete screw-ups. So, yeah, in an ideal world, if you have as many people as possible helping young children, the better it is. But just automatically assuming if it's just a mom or just a dad, they're going to be screwed up, I don't buy it. What do you want to say about this part of the conversation?
It's an excuse. It's the same old excuse that people have used for decades and generations to generalize. But here's the thing, Chad. We're talking about schools. We're talking about home ownership. You know, I watched Sean do homework with Brandon the other day. He's in seventh grade, and apparently there's new math in seventh grade, right? That the math that we knew in seventh grade is not the same math that they're doing right now. Sean had to get a book and read the book to do the damn math. And they were both in the office, and they were working on this math, and Brandon was getting frustrated, and Sean was getting frustrated. And I heard Sean say something that stuck with me. He looked at Brandon. He said, "You do it your way, and I'm going to do it my way. But no matter what happens, the one thing we got to do is get to the lowest common denominator." And the lowest common denominator, whether we're talking about schools or housing, is pay equity. You got to pay people fairly. You got to make sure that across the board, if I walk into a room with a college degree and 20 years experience, and I'm working with a white man with the same amount of experience and the same type of degree, that we are getting the same pay. If you pay me half of what you pay him, I can't afford to take care of my kids and get a house. And if I don't have a house, I can't be in a good school district. And if I'm not in a good school district, they're not going to be able to get a quality education. So these numbers, these horrible numbers, where we're number one in youth voting and number two in voting, and we brag about those and we put those on the cover of the paper, and that's all we want to talk about. These home ownership numbers that are scraping the bottom of the barrel, where we're hanging out with Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, we're never going to get those numbers up if we don't start paying people fairly. That's the lowest common denominator.
Okay, you're mad at Target. Tell people why you're mad.
Oh, I'm mad at Target. Well, I'm not even mad at Target anymore. I'm just saying I told you so. I'm just saying that Target showed their hand when they rolled back their DEI, and they have been all quiet about it since it happened. They are now trying to talk to Reverend Al Sharpton as if he's got some magic potion on all black people to make them go in and shop at Target again instead of doing the right thing. And nobody could really figure out why Target wouldn't just turn back the hands of time and make good on the promises that they made when George Floyd died, instead of trying to go and convince Al Sharpton to tell all black people to go back to shop at Target. And then it came out today. The news broke. I was watching the St. Paul Business Journal email that came through with the breaking news that Target donated $1 million to Donald Trump.
So you're saying if any corporation donates to any president, that they're in the tank for that president?
I'm saying it all.
And it specifically was for the inauguration.
For the inauguration.
There are a lot of companies that donate to any inauguration, though, right?
That this all makes sense. We're not talking about any company. We're talking about Target.
Yep.
We're talking about what happened. Every company didn't make commitments after George Floyd died. Every company is not based in the city where George Floyd was murdered. Every company did not do what Target did when he was killed, and made promises to this community and to the people who look like George Floyd. Every company didn't do that. Target did. And then they turned their backs on not only the commitment, but the people. And then to find out today that they made that $1 million donation, along with Mark Zuckerberg, which is why I don't have a Facebook page today, along with Elon Musk and so many others who did that $1 million donation to the inauguration of President Donald Trump, it is all making sense. Target has shown their hand. And what upsets me are the paid people that they have in their back pocket who live right here in this community, people who look like me, who say Target has a commitment to black people. You should still shop there. Target has a commitment to black people. They just had to change the name of what they're doing because they don't want to be sued by this administration. Let them be sued. That's how progress made. Progress is not made unless we have Plessy versus Ferguson or the Brown versus the Board of Education. Target has attorneys. But they also have these people at these legacy organizations and so many other folks in this community who sell products in their stores who won't stand up, who won't speak out. And so to have them today to find out that they made this donation, I want to know how those people are still going to allow Target to fund their galas and their fundraisers and their computer labs when we know what we know.
Thank you. You definitely were speaking your mind today. I appreciate it.
I am. I'm on one today, baby.
You are. Shaletta with us. 34 past 1 on CCO. I appreciate the committee's flexibility. Let's go.
It's far from a unanimous decision, but we decided, you know what? If we're going to be late during the 2 o'clock hour, let's just be late to it during the 1 o'clock hour, too.
Yes.
It's all fine.
I blame Shaletta. Her last answer was like 7 minutes.
She was... As she said, she was on one.
She
today.
Was on one, yeah.
And she's got a reason.
And so
to be
are
on
the
one.
Texters. And
yeah, everyone's on one today.
Yeah, and some are valid, some borderline racist. Mm. Some are very valid, and I don't have to agree with them. Some of the comments are rather pretty clear.
All right, well, that's fair. I guess that's how we do it. I think you're familiar with the phrase, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
It's a very common phrase parents can use towards kids, perhaps, or something like that. You know, we're nobody's perfect. Do as I say, not as I do. Sometimes we all make mistakes. Sometimes we're just frauds. Let's talk about being fraudulent, shall we?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I feel like you're looking at me.
I am looking at you. I'm looking right at you, baby.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. Yesterday, I got up and I checked the weather forecast, knowing that it was a little bit dicey for the Twins game. Would we have a show? Would there be a ball game? Didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Our guy Chris Schaefer said, don't worry, nothing heavy till after 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
Oh, yeah, let's remember that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's remember that part.
Yep. Yep, nothing heavy, I said.
Okay.
I checked the National Weather Service, as I do also every morning.
No, that's not what he said. He said it's not going to rain until after the Twins.
That's not what I heard. National Weather Service said certainly a 60 to 70% chance of rain, likely not till after 3 o'clock is when it really rolls in. So I said, all right, great. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get downtown nice and early. I'm going to go for a good long run. I'm going to go for a run, feel good, then hop into the office and just hang out while the ball game's going.
Some might prep for the show just in case.
Well, that's what we need to talk about because all of a sudden I think about 18 miles into this run probably about by now.
That's right.
I start getting...
You warm up. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I was just getting loose.
Yeah.
Start getting bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, from your colleague and your friend.
It's Chad Hartman asking me, book this guest, book this guest. Not asking, demanding. Book, 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 book. And I said, what's going on?
We already got a chicken there.
We've already got a pile of guests for tomorrow. What do you want to do tomorrow being today? He said, no. Today, we are going to have a show. We are going to have a show. The Twins game is off. There's no way they're playing. We are going to have an 8-hour show.
That's exactly what it said.
I begged to differ. We spoke on the phone and I said, well, I mean, the forecast, first of all, it's not raining right now. It's dry downtown.
100 yards into the run.
The forecast says we're in good shape. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wrong.
And what did you do? You not only screenshotted
the radar,
your dumb little weather app and your dumb little weather app radar. What do you complain about again when we've got storms rolling through the area? People sending in their snow. Hey, it's snowing in Wayzata. Yeah. It's raining in Maple Grove. It's hailing in Holick.
And I say, I don't care.
What were the words that came out of your mouth? Well, it's raining in Plymouth.
Well,
as if me in Minneapolis would care. Do as I say, not as I do. You are the ultimate fraud in Minnesota broadcasting, and nobody comes close.
Am I wrong?
Oh, wait, a different one.
You like that?
Am I wrong?
Well,
J.K. Simmons.
Am I fraud in some areas of broadcasting? That's true. That's that is not on this one.
The argument was
your boss.
It's raining in Plymouth.
Your boss did send out an email 7 o'clock. Hey, not looking good, guys. I'm sure you're already prepping. I'm sure you're planning. So I just thought, hey, let's get a couple guests in the hopper.
Yeah.
Whatever the hopper is, and where is a hopper, I don't know. You know, reasonable, relevant guests. And then I looked at Big Radar. I bought into Big Radar.
That's a problem.
Big Radar showed
Big Doppler.
Giant blob of rain approaching the metro area.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being a duteous employee. I don't even know that's right. I think I might have just made up a word.
I think you did.
I think I made up a word completely.
You can be duteous.
I'm going to be duteous. It's with a T, a do, I don't know. I'm a committed employee. I came down here.
You did. And
I
could have.
Did
you make the air yesterday?
No.
Thanks for lunch, by the way.
Because I ended up buying lunch, food on the fly, 9th and 2nd. Good food, right?
Yeah. Tastes even better when you win a bet.
Yeah. I fell for Big Doppler, and Big Doppler said to me, dead to me.
Not only did you fall for Big Doppler and Big Weather App, I've told you before, never trust Big Weather App.
Yeah.
You doubted me.
I checked other weather apps, and you know what they showed? The same radar. I mean, I don't think the radars are different.
Did you go to school for 8 years to learn to decipher weather radar?
You didn't.
No. You think you can... I'm not claiming that I know what's going on. That's why I said I listened to Chris Schaefer,
chief meteorologist
at WCCO TV.
Only meteorologist.
At WCCO TV.
Yeah, not here.
TV.
We don't have a WCCO radio
but
meteorologist.
No, you thought, I'm just a lay person when it comes to meteorology, but I got this.
I thought I was an
no
expert, didn't I?
Problem. I'm the expert. Yeah. Ah, you weather folks, you don't know nothing that I don't. Shame on you.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people.
Hurt you.
Just because I'm right.
More of Am I Wrong next on CCO. Someone is giving me credit because they heard my story about running out of gas recently.
Yes.
And
last Sunday.
It provided guidance to his son to not run out of gas. So my foolishness has helped other
people. Son would have had no idea. They don't cover that in driver's ed anymore, from what I'm told.
No. I'm down to about 80 miles again. Maybe I can double up. Yeah.
You've made worse moves.
I probably will this weekend. What do you got? What's next at Am I Wrong?
You know, I am the noted baseball expert on the show, as we know. Paul Molitor's laid that out very clearly in the past. And I've got an idea to help our struggling twins.
Play better?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about
Carlos a bigger bat.
How you might play better early in the season. Yep. Derek Falvey, Rocco, you might want to listen up because I got some good stuff for you. Spring training, it's great. You get out in the sun. It's warm. It's beautiful. You prep for the season. And I see a problem in that. We always hear, hitters, they're always behind the pitchers early in the year, right? It's cold. It's hard to hit in the cold. Well, oh, by the way, pitchers, they spend all of spring training, tinkering with new pitches, trying to find the right grips to get stuff in 80-degree heat, and then they come north, and it's a little cooler, and they find out they can't actually
spin
the ball like that. They can't actually throw it like they did in Florida.
You were out of ideas,
Murray. I've got a great idea. Here's what you do. Starting next year, if you're the Minnesota Twins, this is going to revolutionize early season
winter
baseball.
Spring training.
Nope. You do it as you would up until the very last week of spring training. Then you take your top starters, your top relievers, and your core, let's say, 6, 7, 8 position players, the guys that you know you're going to pencil in every day, and you send them north.
Yeah.
You send them to Target Field, to CHS, if it's way too cold
up
here.
Are the Twins winning a lot when they play Cedar Rapids. Warm weather? Have I missed that?
They haven't played in a lot of warm
St. Louis
weather.
Opening weekend.
Wasn't that warm. It was like 50s and 60s. The point is, how about we get the guys acclimated? How about you get them, I'm going to be hitting in the cold. Maybe I should get used to it for a couple days. I have to pitch in the cold when I was getting all those outs, spinning the ball in 80 degrees. Hey, let's figure out how to get those outs, spinning the ball when it's 50 degrees. I don't know. It just seems like a good idea for me to perhaps contribute to not playing like absolute garbage in April. It's brilliant.
Just a fool. Let's see. The Yankees are 15-10. The Tigers are 15-10. Let's go to the National League.
15-10, really? That's a great record in your mind.
Let's go. Mets are 18-7. Cubs are 16-10. Yeah, apparently only the cold weather teams are awful in April. What happens when the warm weather teams come here to the Midwest? Do we have an advantage on them?
So do you like Carlos Correa hitting 167 every year through April?
No, but he did
that. I think so.
I think he did that when he was in Houston
also. Status quo
seems good. Wasn't he lousy in Houston?
No, because he had this.
In April.
Fastball.
Okay, let's go
back. Curveball.
Okay, so let's cheat and cheat better.
No, I'm not advocating I'm cheating. I'm saying perhaps that's why he was better in Houston. But I am saying, I don't know, think outside the box. Maybe get acclimated to a cooler weather start.
Why not the whole spring training? Why not the whole spring training in the snow and tough guy town?
Hey, if you're advocating for that, feel
free. I'm not.
It sounds like you are.
I think this might be your dumbest one ever.
Now, that's harsh. I've had much dumber.
Of your replays than that one.
I can get that ready for you. I can get that ready.
Can we get to another one?
It's almost mulch season. I'll have that one ready in a heartbeat.
Big mulch.
Okay.
So dead to everybody. It's ridiculous.
Right. 205,000 people.
Wow.
Apparently,
yes,
at the NFL draft.
Lambeau, baby.
In Green
Bay
last night.
We're desirous of it. Where would we have it? I was thinking that last night. I meant to ask caller. Where would our location be?
That's a great question.
I mean, the little tiny little yard we have down there is not going to be enough.
It's not going to do
205,000
it.
205,000 people.
That's not going to do it.
Ziggyville's not enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's a great question.
Carter's backyard in Rosemont?
I think that might be too big.
Yeah.
That might...
Where
like
would
Trump
our
inauguration
where would our big draft location be?
Arden Hills,
where we were going to build a stadium for a long time, and then
The munitions plant.
What do we do with the Canterbury?
Could be.
Yeah,
you could do Canterbury.
Where's our place? Yeah, 205,000.
All right. Anyway, everyone's there. Everyone's tuning in. The millions worldwide. I've got for you the Mount Rushmore of overused phrases you hear from executives, coaches, and players, and, of course, the mock draft community, all regarding the NFL draft. Are you ready for your Mount Rushmore?
I wasn't even familiar with the mock draft community until Collar worked it in an hour plus ago.
In no particular order, the Mount Rushmore is, number one, catch radius.
Yeah, very good.
These are all the phrases that people use to sound smarter than they actually are.
Yeah.
Number two, a high motor guy.
High motor, yeah.
High motor. Number three, calling somebody who slipped down the draft board a value pick. Value pick. And number four, my most favorite of all time.
Oh, timpani.
Instead of referring to picks, the number of picks a team, that's not smart enough.
That's not erudite
enough. It needs to be draft capital.
Draft capital. That is very good. No, I love it. I love it. And you get new folks each year who are welcomed in to the mock draft community.
Yes.
So then they come up with the phrases. And by the way, what happens is one person who has been welcomed into the mock draft community uses that word and others like it, it'll multiply.
Oh, it explodes.
You thought bunnies multiplied a lot. People will gladly, maybe once, tip their cap to the phrase. But then go with it themselves.
It's theirs. Does the mock draft community have an HOA?
They should. They should. When I move, I will not have an HOA, and I'm very, very pleased about it. Is it jeers and cheers? Is it cheers and jeers? Either way, Rochelle Olson comes up after Ari. No, I think it's Laura. Laura in CBS.